Okay. Questions? No. So, where are we? Today we're talking about a poet. This is between the stories. Okay. This poet, we are in the Solomon story. This poet, we started last time. He made some poetry, he brought it, and the king liked it and said, okay, give him 100 bucks. And there was this minister named Hassan, means beautiful goodness. That's what awesome is. He said, Your Highness, you're rich enough. Poor guy, why $100? Let's give him more. So let me give it more. He gave them 1,000 bucks. That was it. Now this story is here. And today you will see how complicated is the narration here. It doesn't go straightforward with the story. Because each step of a story has something to say. The point is, the guy next year is poor. He goes back. Why? Expectations. Greed. You remember we were talking about the retribution and expectancy and all that. So Rumi will stop and we'll talk about the expectation. And we'll explain to you that, listen, expecting something from someone, don't ever, you should expect not to give you. Even when someone else is giving it to you, he is making it. So the real donor is that, and he will talk about that. Then he will come back and say, okay, now the guy is over there, and he has brought what? The poetry. What is that poetry? Yes. Saying something good to someone to have money. You say, Do you think that someone is, if it is a real good human being and enlightened, will have joy of the blah, 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 blah you put in your poetry and just appreciating? So he will explain that, and again he will go back. So it's like this. This paragraph is a long one, and the subject will change like that. At the end of the day, there is this new minister or prime minister, and this one name is Hassan. It's the same, but he's a different guy. So the king will say, give him 100 bucks. He'll say, Your Highness, if you give any poet 100 bucks, it would be too much. Let me deal with it. Okay. He will say to the poet, come back tomorrow and next week. We'll make him wait so much that he will be happy to receive 10 bucks. This is the story. Right? And this is at the center of Solomon. Let's see what are the advice here and why it is in the middle of the Solomon story. Okay? The guilty party? No one. Volunteers? We should look around and tempt someone. Peter.
Well, after several years, the poet came back in the hope of the same reward. And how the king, according to his custom, ordered 1,000 dinars to be given to him. And how the new vizier, who was also named Hassan, said to the king, this is very much. We have expenses, and the treasury is empty, and I will satisfy him with a tenth of that. After some years, the poet, on account of poverty and destitution, became in need for daily bread and seed produce. He said, "At the time of poverty and close-handedness, it is better to seek out one who has been tried. The court which I have tried in regard to generosity, I will carry the new request to the same quarter." That Sibawai said, "The meaning of Allah, they take refuge with him in their needs." He said, "We have repaired for succor unto thee in our needs, and have sought them, found them with thee. In the hour of affliction, hundreds of thousands of intelligent persons are all crying before that unique judge. Would any mad fool do this, continue to beg of a miser incapable? Unless the intelligent had experienced more than 1,000 times, how should they have betaken themselves to him? Nay, all the fishes, all the fish in the waves, all the birds in the lofty regions, the elephant and the wolf and also the hunting lion, the huge dragon and also the ant and the snake."
Okay, now you see the tonality. First you start and say, okay, the guy is saying that the door that I... they gave me something and I tried it. Before I tried it, try it again. It looks logical. But Rumi brought the two verses in Arabic, then going back to Persian to repeat the meaning which was hidden in those verses, which were 1169 and 1170. Okay? Those are Arabic. Then he comes back to Persian and he will say, "You know what? Every single human being, when feels miserable, it will pray, it will ask someone. But when you're asking someone, maybe that someone is not a good person. Why should you do that? This is something that should come to the experience. This is bad. The reality deep down is that every fish or bird or this or that," and then he will go to the earth and the wind and the earth, they are begging something. Because there is something controlling everything and the needs come from there. Yes?
"Nay, earth and wind and water and every spark gains subsistence from him, both in December and spring. This heaven is making entreaty unto him incessantly. Do not forsake me, O God, for a single moment."
You remember this means a lot in the time of Rumi. When they say sky, they mean galaxies and blah blah. There is, they don't know about galaxies. Sky, all of it, right? The high above. You see, even the sky, every single moment is begging him that, "Don't let me go." Because the sky knows that if he lets go, everything disappears. I have written a short story for some movie making and thing like that. In it, an old man is sitting down and having these counting the prayers with his hand, right? And he's talking to the children and he will say, "Listen, God will create something and he will bring out one of these beautiful ones. We'll create something and we'll let it go and it will drop. We'll create another one and another one and another one." And the movie, you will see that this Rosary doesn't go round. It is created and disappeared. This is what it is. Reality is like this. Every single moment it should be recreated differently. Remember? That's how everything changes in time. Yes?
Thy safeguarding and protection is my pillar. All is enfolded in the might of those two hands. And this earth says, preserve me, O thou who hast caused me to ride upon the water. All have sewn up their purses from him and have learnt from him to give the wants. Every prophet has received from him the guarantee, seek help of him with patience or prayer. Come, ask of him, not of anyone except him. Seek water in the sea, do not seek it in the dry riverbed. And if you ask of another, you ask of another, you ask of another, you ask of another,